It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And on the show today, toxic ideas about human change and resilience in a world full of toxins and chemicals. So let's start in one of the most toxic places on Earth.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union, and the Soviets have admitted that it happened. The Soviet version is this. One of the atomic reactors at the Chernobyl atomic power plant near the city of Kiev was damaged, and there is speculation in Moscow that people were injured and may have died.
The Soviets may have. I think a lot of people would say Chernobyl is among the most toxic places in the world. Certainly, 30 years in the life of nuclear contamination is not a very long time.
Holly Morris is a filmmaker who's been to Chernobyl. It's a decommissioned nuclear power plant in present-day Ukraine, where 30 years ago,
on April 26, 1986,
something went very, very wrong.
The accident actually, because it was Soviet times and there was a lot of secrecy, there wasn't like, hey, guys, hello, world, we've just had a big accident. They kept it under wraps. And in fact, it was a nuclear power plant in Sweden.
Radiation monitors in Sweden and Finland this morning are showing unusually high readings.
Where the alarm started going off.
At the moment, the source of those emissions is a mystery. But speculation has arisen of a nuclear power plant accident inside the Soviet Union.
And for days after, Russian officials denied how bad it actually was.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl atomic power station. One of the atomic reactors was damaged.
Russian officials said the loss of life was minimal.
This evening, Soviet television repeated the claim that only two people have died. They assured viewers all is under control.
All the while, in the area around the Chernobyl plant,
the nearest town to the plant is called Pripyat, which is essentially the company town.
Everyone there was evacuated.
They were told they would be gone for 3 days. And they were loaded into buses and taken away. And of course, they never returned home again.
The accident caused a nuclear fire that burned for more than a week. Dozens of workers died at the plant that day. And in the years to come, thousands more people in the area would die from thyroid cancer. And even to this day, the area where they lived, known as the exclusion zone, remains empty. Well, almost. This voice is a woman from a film Holly Morris made. It's called The Babushkas of Chernobyl.
A babushka is actually the Russian word for grandmother.
This babushka in Holly's film visits her family's plot in a cemetery, points out her relatives one by one.
Mama, dядько, бабушка моя, а це і дід мою.
She's one of just 100 women who were allowed back into the area around Chernobyl shortly after the accident, and they've lived there ever since.
Now, what's important to remember in terms of their survival is they were in their 50s at the time of the accident. And the older you are, the less detrimental the effects of radiation is. So the young people of Chernobyl, who, of course, were certainly not allowed to return to those villages, really took the brunt of the contamination at the time.
So why make such a dangerous choice? Here's Holly on the TED stage.
Chernobyl is one of the most toxic places on Earth. The soil, the water, the air are all contaminated, and the nuclear fire that burned for 11 days back in 1986 released 400 times as much radiation as the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. The point being, no human being should be living anywhere near the dead zone, but they are. And almost all of them are women. The men having died off earlier, in part due to overuse of alcohol, cigarettes, if not radiation. Now, hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated at the time of the accident, but not everybody accepted that fate. These are the last survivors of a group who defied authorities, and it would seem common sense, and returned to their ancestral homes inside the zone. As one woman put it to a soldier who was trying to evacuate her for a second time, shoot me and dig the grave, otherwise I'm going home. I mean, why would they return to such deadly land? Were they unaware of the risks or crazy enough to ignore them, or both? The thing is, they see their lives and the risks they run decidedly differently.
So they move back and you decide to tell their stories. And when you encounter these women, what was their life like?
You come up on a village, like there's a woman in the film named Hannah Zavorotnia, and I remember my first time I was going to the village. It's beautiful. It's a village that you might think of from 100 years ago, right? There's beautiful cottages, there's no cars, there's wind blowing, the light is lovely. And the women themselves are have these beautiful gardens, you know. It's strangely bucolic. On one hand, you're passing abandoned, collapsing houses and villages along the way, but then you show up at Hannah Zavorotnia's house and you're like, and you see this sort of sprightly woman welcome you and start offering you moonshine and dumplings, and you're like, wow, I'm in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, yet this experience is happening.
Our modern lives are filled with convenience and technology. Shrink-wrapped vegetables and crystal-clear swimming pools and plastic bags. But increasingly, those things are making our world and our bodies more toxic. So today on the show, we're going to explore some of the toxins in our environments, in our foods, even toxins our own bodies produce, and what we might be able to do about it.
The women of the zone have chosen to live in a contaminated environment. They had a choice. And that kind of choice is going to be seen all over the world in the decades to come, because environmental disasters are going to continue to happen. And it's not going to be realistic, or maybe even the choice of people who live in those areas to leave. So the babushkas of Chernobyl, you know, are an early and curious example of this.
More on the babushkas later and how they've survived, even thrived, for so long.